Methods of Communication, Paula and Megan.
I think social media is a waste of time. I'm totally addicted, I have to say. But, there really isn't much going on. I just spend hours just sort of looking at Instagram, checking people's profiles, looking at the pictures and videos they've posted, and it's just, I don't know. I mean, nothing really happens. It's just that I don't know. Sometimes I think it's very voyeuristic, and other times I think it's a bit exploitative, and it really is a waste of time, I think. I mean, nobody's life is as perfect as they make it look online, is it? How real is it all?
Yeah, that's right. Somebody said that Facebook is a place where you show off to your friends, and Twitter is a place where you shout at strangers. Neither is the real you. But I still find myself wasting a lot of time on Facebook. I'm now back in touch with people I knew in primary school, but we don't actually say anything to each other. You just go onto their pages, look at their pictures, and then that's it. But for some reason, I still find myself checking it constantly.
Yeah, it's incredibly addictive. It's happened to me as well. Like, I was contacted by people I hadn't seen in a very long time, and then you realize that you've changed a lot and actually have nothing to talk about, so there's no point in being friends, really. You know, all this sort of virtual friendship, it just leads nowhere, I think. It's not like a real friendship.
It's such a huge waste of time that I've heard that some workplaces are banning social media because so many people waste so much time looking at it. But to be fair, something like WhatsApp is quite cool. I've got lots of different groups of friends, so it's nice to be able to post something to a group and not just to everyone.
Sally and her mother.
Hi, Sally. How are you doing? Oh, no, you're not busy again.
I'm afraid so, but it's great to get out and see you.
But you're always messing around with your phone when we're talking.
Oh, am I? That's terrible. I'm just trying to keep up with my emails.
Yeah, but they say you need to take breaks from work in the evenings and weekends and stuff. Apparently, if you don't, it's really bad for you. I read it somewhere and I worry about you.
No need to worry. I don't think that's true.
Do you really have to answer everything straight away?
Yeah, it saves such a lot of time.
And do you ever turn it off? I mean, what do you do at night?
I screen my calls, and if it's someone I need to talk to, it pings, which wakes me up. Then I can call them back.
Couldn't they wait till the morning?
Well, the thing is, I have to talk to people in New York and Tokyo, so I have to be in contact during their work hours.
But Sally, that must be really hard. I reckon that's why you're always exhausted.
Yeah, it's tiring being on call all the time. But you know, it's so interesting. I love my job.
I can tell. You even bring your work with you when you come to see me.
Yeah. I know some people say you shouldn't take your work on holiday, but I always take my phone.
I know.
There's no harm in checking your emails from time to time, you know.
You couldn't leave it at home?
No, I couldn't.
But when do you ever relax? I'd say leave your phone at home, at least at weekends.
No, I couldn't. I know it's difficult to relax sometimes, but I love what I do. It's amazing how much I miss the buzz of work when I'm away, even for a few days.
Really? I used to be glad to get out of the office when I was young.